10-point triumph for the Texans in the third preseason game of the season. It's the most important preseason game because, hey, the starters and the first-teamers play the most. And when those starters and first-teamers went to the locker room, they held a 31-10 advantage at the half. Let's look back at the rewind.
Here's the snap to Palmer. Here's a little pressure. Palmer pumps, now throws. It's deflected and picked off. The Texans have it at the 26-yard line.
Guess who?
As Palmer gets picked. And guess who's got it? Andre Howell. Osweiler digs in. Here's the handoff to Miller, running left. And he's in. Touchdown, Houston. The Texans get the turnover and cash in. Palmer takes the give, throws tip, and intercepted by John Simon. He's on the move across the 50, 40 right sideline, the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, John Simon. He does it again.
Well, usually you can't tip the ball to yourself, so the way the ball deflected, I just saw it go straight up in the air, and I had an opportunity to come down with it, and they told me Devin made a great block on Carson Palmer, so I have to go thank him for that.
Irvin, 3 yards deep, right side brings it out, 10, 15, 20, 25, shot out of McCann at 30, 35, 40, the 45, the 50, and into Arizona territory. And that's what we've been waiting for from the rookie. Osweiler gets the snap, throws downfield, right side, hits Fuller, touchdown, Houston. Flag is down on the play, but Fuller cashes in with a 26-yard touchdown reception.
Coach to do, you know, I know they're gonna put me in the right positions, so you know, I'm getting coached, you know, the right things, and I'm just, you know, following what I'm supposed to do. And you know, Brock's throwing great ball, so he's making it easy for me.
Here's the snap to Tom. They pick up the rush. Savage throws downfield, right sideline, and Mumphrey with the back penalty catch along the sideline in the red zone. He steps to the bounds at the 19-yard line. Cardinals showing blitz here. Here they come. Savage throws downfield, right side, and caught. Jalen Strong, touchdown. Savage took a shot but got the ball off for a 17-yard touchdown to Strong.
We're ready, but there's still work to be done. There's a lot of practice opportunities prior to that September 11th game against the Bears. So, like I said, there's a lot of good things that happened tonight, but there's also a lot of things that need to be cleaned up, especially on my end.
Yeah, you definitely like to win, Brian. I mean, you know, no matter if it counts or not, you know, you want to go out there in between the lines and try to win the game. And 3-0 is certainly better than 0-3. But, you know, obviously, you know, you guys know better than me. You can go back through the history of this league. 4-0 in the preseason doesn't necessarily always translate to great records in the regular season. So I think we just have to – look, we've got to – what I just told the team in there, one day at a time. Let's correct the film. You know, when we get you guys back in here, let's correct the mistakes. Let's think about the things we're doing well, and let's just move on to the next phase of basically preseason. You know, we've got to cut the team down to 75, and then after Dallas we've got a 53 cut. So, you know, we're just one day at a time. Let's not put too much into it than what it is.
For some analysis now, we turn to radio sideline reporter John Harris. Johnny, the Texans' front line went into the locker room with a 31-10 advantage. It becomes a 10-point game late, but the really important aspect of all this is that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And, Drew, you remember our first game down in the sidelines in 2014.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty similar Arizona Cardinals team put a whipping on this Texas team. Where they are 2 years later is night and day. And that's the first thing I thought about. And look, the yardage is about the same at halftime, but it was the turnovers they caused. Yep. And that was caused by havoc up front, by a secondary flying around in the football, and then an offense taking advantage of them when they got the ball. I mean, the fourth down play on the first drive was big to get that one to Braxton Miller. You know, Will Fuller not catching one down the sideline, then he caught one later on. So guys seem to recover from mistakes pretty well. John Simon missed one tackle, then he had to pick six. So I thought it was a good day all around, especially that first half.
And we got to lock down on this pick six because it's one of the most acrobatic, athletic, amazing plays you'll ever see anywhere in football, much less here at NRG Stadium.
Yeah, and like I said, a few plays earlier, John had missed a tackle on Chris Johnson. Yeah. And so he found a way to make it up.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Carson Palmer did the exact same thing last week against the San Diego Chargers. He tried to throw a screen, Brandon Flowers batted up in the air, caught it, ran for a pick six. John Simon did it today. And John Simon, I think, is the leading scorer in the preseason, which is pretty amazing. But, look, there's some things to work on our defensive side of the ball. They've got to be better against the run. They weren't great against the run in the first half. A couple of mental breakdowns got them some big plays. That they've got to shore up. But I think they will as they start focusing on Chicago on September 11th. But they're all around, the way they were able to take advantage of turnovers, not just the ones, but the twos and the threes, finishing with Shaquille Rashad at the very end.
John Simon has 12 points. Will Fuller has 12 points this preseason. Nick Novak hasn't beat because of the field goals, extra points. But let's talk about the other guy who scored early. Will Fuller had two pretty big gains, dropped another one. But, man, you see why the Texans took him with the first pick. You see how he's changing this offense, adding a new dimension to things.
I know people will be frustrated with the drop. I know of all the people in this building, 71,500 strong, there was one guy more upset about it than anybody
15,
else.
Yeah,
15. Will Fuller. But I'll tell you this, I'm almost glad he didn't make that catch because I want to save that for the regular season, because that's going to happen in the regular season. He's going to catch it.
Sure.
And then he's going to beat everybody to the end zone, and this place will light up. This place will go crazy.
That's the trade-off, though, you have with a guy like that. He's got it. All receivers drop the ball from time to time. Jerry Rice dropped balls from time to time. And I'm not comparing him to Jerry Rice just yet, but
the best
of them drop balls.
Your point is 100% taken. I mean, it's dead on, Drew. Everybody drops passes at some point. You just hope that the ones like that that can turn into 7 points don't get dropped.
Yeah.
But there's a lot they're going to go back and look at, Drew, looking at this film and say, we've got to work on this. So it's a 10-point win against a team that one game short of the Super Bowl last year, and there's a lot of stuff to work on. So that's a great feeling in game three. And then no real true at this point that we know of injuries, which I think is a great thing.
It's also nice to see Tyler Irvin, who had been kind of milquetoast, bland his first 2 weeks. He really had a great showing and shows you why the Texans did what they did with him in the draft.
Did you hear this building light up on that kickoff return? I mean, that's what we've been talking about. But
been lacking around here for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah. Had that been in the regular season, I think Mark Vandermeer on the radio broadcast said that would have been the longest return in 7 years. Yeah. Seven years. So when he got that going, he was off. And that's what I've been saying. He just needed some confidence, because what happened after that? He had a nice run. He had a great catch. He picked up a couple of blitz pickups, which were perfect to allow Brock Osweiler a chance to throw the football. It just, you could see the confidence build in him, which was really cool.
Last thing, Brock Osweiler looked pretty darn crisp running this offense. 11 of 13 is his QB rating is up around near perfection.
Yep.
Pretty good job by the big fella.
One of those two was the drop by Will Fuller we talked about. The other one was his very first pass of the day. He sort of short-hopped one to Lamar Miller. I think Brock gets himself really fired up at the beginning of the games. He's going to have to find a way to just settle in and relax early on. But once he does, we're starting to see what he can do. 11 of 13 is an outstanding day. Outstanding day by Brock Osweiler.
Outstanding day by you on the sidelines.
Oh,
outstanding day analyzing this game. John Harris, thanks for the time. We'll have much more Texans Huddle when we return.